Welcome to the EDUCAUSE podcast.
Hello, this is Beth Sechrist, and I'm joined for a conversation today with Executive Director of Strategy, Planning, and Solutions for the University of Michigan Ann Arbor, John Guzman. Thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Please describe your main responsibilities as Executive Director for Strategy, Planning, and Solutions in Information Technology Services.
Sure. It's a new role. Our organization is making a move towards the plan, build, run, manage model. Maybe the first point is what we're really trying to do is focus on providing service rather than technology solutions. And so my role is really focused on the plan and build of the plan, build, run, manage. So the strategy and planning. And so specifically in planning, I'm responsible for governance, strategic planning, our portfolio and capital planning effort, our enterprise and solutions architecture effort, and overall service strategy, which things do we actually want to provide to campus, which things do they need. And then in that bucket, we also have customer relationship management, which is how we engage with our units and making sure that our services are meeting their needs. On the build side, I'm responsible for building our infrastructure and our applications, all the enterprise items there. And specifically, we focus a lot on program and project management, some on technology because it's about technology, but a lot on change management and a lot on then transitioning that into our run organization.
What are the most significant projects now holding your attention? What do you expect to accomplish with each one?
We're actually working on a strategic plan, the first one we've had in a while. What we're trying to do there is set direction, try to understand where we're okay, where we need to improve, and identify areas where we want to innovate. But we're looking 3 to 5 years out, and we're trying to set direction and set priorities in terms of what to invest in because the demand is unbelievable. Picking the right things is really important. So we're working with campus leadership, and we have a concept of faculty and other leaders in roles called domain stewards. So there's a domain for teaching and learning and one for research, for example, and they're engaging with the community, and then we're bringing that all back together into a common strategic plan. So that's one. The second one is we actually are in our second year of a very formal capital planning effort to decide what actually to invest in on an annual basis. And that is a very broad campus-wide perspective. Anyone can submit IT projects, and the most important ones are the ones that are getting done, which is a very good way to make sure we're aligned with what campus wants. The third one is really our Next Gen Michigan program, and that's what I've been involved in for a couple of years. And that actually has a combination of things. One is internally, I'm leading the transition of our organization to become a shared service provider, meaning we're building new capabilities, new processes, and new roles in the organization that didn't exist before. So in a sense, we're reinventing ourselves. That's one part of Next Gen Michigan. The other is our IT rationalization effort, which I think we'll talk about a little bit more in a minute, so I won't go into a lot of depth there. But our goal for that are improving quality of services, reducing costs, and basically repairing a fractured infrastructure that makes it very difficult for our faculty and students and staff. And then kind of looking forward in the Next Gen piece, we're doing things that are supporting the mission. So we've just installed an EcoPod, which we're filling with equipment for researchers to do computing. We have a cloud sourcing strategy underway in this space right now. And in the teaching and learning space, we're piloting a whole bunch of things, trying to see what actually helps the faculty be more efficient and effective in the classroom.
And you mentioned the IT rationalization effort. Could you explain IT rationalization?
I sure can. When our organization actually was created in 2009, it was a merger of three central IT organizations under a CIO for the first time. And she created a vision for IT at the University of Michigan, which we call the wedding cake because it's got layers to it. And the bottom layer was establishing governance and getting the organizational structure in place. Mm-hmm. And the second layer was rationalizing our fractured infrastructure so that we could deliver next-gen services. We had things that were so broken that we needed to fix that first. So IT rationalization, as I mentioned, had the goals of improving service, lowering cost of those services, in a sense, so we can invest in the next generation, and then fixing this fractured infrastructure. We got a set of recommendations from Accenture that said that there was cost savings if we made a one-time investment. We took those. The first one was just to solve an email calendar problem. So we went to Google, and we're also getting a lot of collaboration tools out of that, and that's saving us a small amount of money. The other was to look at a bundle of services for a lot of these fractured commodity things like the desktop, like the network, storage and servers and the security that goes in that. And we bundled that together, and we're starting to offer that back as a service. And the reason we bundled it for two reasons. The first reason was we wanted to provide a comprehensive integrated solution to the end user, and we wanted to minimize the disruption of that change. And the second was the cost savings component has a lot to do with labor consolidation. Mm-hmm. So taking the IT staff and restructuring it, so we had to deliver a bundle of services that actually replicated the work that they were doing so we could onboard them. We're actually moving them into our organization. Mm-hmm. And then as we get better at the support, we will downsize. So there is that's a very difficult thing, but it's the right thing to do for the university, and those savings then can be reinvested. We have a second phase that we haven't started yet. One is on application rationalization. Many of us have applications in all of those units. They had IT people out there and servers, and so they built applications. And we're spending a lot of money there, and so we need to take a look at that. And the last one is data center consolidation. I mentioned all those data centers that we have. In fact, what we're finding is when we created the services for the commodity IT, we realized we could create a virtual server and virtual database environment, an on-premise cloud, if you will. And when we're finding applications that are running out there, we're moving them into this virtualized environment, and we're actually consolidating data centers without any new investment. They're mm-hmm. simply happening through virtualization. So we think if there's any consolidation effort, our goal is that's just some minor cleanup at the mm-hmm. end.
Your prior responsibilities included business intelligence efforts on campus. How have you applied BI in your current position?
In my previous role, it goes way, way back to establishing data policies and data stewardship and building data warehouses. And we started that back in the early 90s. Since then, it's moved into more of an analytical activity, and we're trying to support campus with that. And we have a lot of faculty actually very involved in learning analytics right now that we're supporting with data. But for this specific thing, I'd give you a couple of examples how we applied business intelligence to this problem set called IT rationalization right now. The first is we brought a company in called Hackett who did benchmarking. And so benchmarking is a very good way to see how you're doing against your peers. And so there was a lot of information gathered, and it was benchmarked against peer groups. And it was looking at both efficiency and effectiveness at a really high kind of macro level. We actually thought we were going to be very effective because we had 1,800 IT staff, mm-hmm. two-thirds of them out in the units, which you would believe would make them more effective. We found out we were neither. We were neither efficient or effective. And that's when we brought Accenture in to help us. And we started looking at the titles that people had, the kind of work that they were doing, and really gathered a lot of information about the spend that we had and where it was going into this commodity IT or not. And, you know, people sometimes can challenge the data if it's not all the way down to the detail. But putting this information in front and showing what a future state could look like and suggesting that an investment in changing that really was an analytical effort, putting all of that information together to make a business case, if you will, for why we need to change, and showing that there were savings there that could actually be reinvested, got the dean's attention.
Given your wide background in campus governance, planning, and systems, what lessons have you learned along the way?
So I've learned a few things over time that just having governance, just having something that people are aware of, shows kind of a roadmap, a path for, well, these are the people I go talk to about my idea, and then they help me turn that idea into something tangible. Just having a structure is good, and there's a lot of cases where we haven't had those, and people just kind of wander around in the desert, if you will. But that's like foundational table stake kind of thing. Then you actually need to have very good communication about what's going on and when, so people can engage and participate. A lot of engagement activity, subgroups and things, and task forces and town hall events and things. You just have to relentlessly engage with campus. The other thing, and we talked about this a little bit earlier in my role, is having some sort of strategic plan in place that is kind of put in place with governance is essential, because if you don't have a direction, you're just basically assessing ideas against other ideas, right, as opposed to assessing it towards some direction you want to go in. And I mentioned informal. Informal is really all about building relationships on campus, and you just I don't mean to leave it last. In fact, it's probably the most important thing. But if you have relationships with no structure or structure with no relationships, it's not going to work very well.
What further recommendations do you have for your peers to make them even more effective on their own campuses?
We are and have been at the University of Michigan had a relentless focus on reducing cost and increasing quality. Is a discipline that needs to be developed. It's like a muscle that you have to exercise that over and over. And the University of Michigan has cut $235 million out of our general fund since 2003. And we're expecting to do another $120 million by 2017. So our rationalization effort is somewhat contributing to that. The University of Michigan's doing it in part because we have budget pressures, but in part because it's going to help us invest in more mission unique activities in teaching and learning and research. And I know in IT we spent way too much money on administration and commodity IT and not enough in the mission. So we're trying to change that mix. So we need to be really focused on cutting those costs but keeping the quality at the appropriate level. I managed our enterprise administrative applications for years, and we were probably overdoing the customer service on that side. Really? Everybody thought we were doing really well, but when you stood back, you actually thought this isn't the best investment. So we worked really hard to bring the cost of that down. That created capacity to work on new projects in that area or in different areas. So a second thing, technology is changing. The cloud is here. And one of the reasons we're changing our org in part has to do with providing better service and a more consistent service across all these things to campus. But the other is we know our role's changing. Mm-hmm. Instead of developing software, we're acquiring it, we're brokering relationships with vendors. They still want us to provide the service, but they don't care as much where it comes from. They just want it cheap and of good quality. So we're introducing new roles, cloud sourcing roles, so that we get very good at working in with vendors on the contracts and things. We're very involved in the Net Plus effort through Internet 2 and EDUCAUSE. Those have been great. And so constantly reinventing yourself and understanding where things are going, I think, is pretty important. I mentioned service, a couple of more points. I mentioned service, and a lot of our IT organizations, I think, at least ours, was very focused on getting technology out the door to campus. And one of the things we found is the IT people in the units were actually brokering our services to the faculty and staff, that we weren't really offering a comprehensive solution. And that's one of the things we're trying to change. And so I think if we do better at that, then they can do better at helping the faculty teach better, do their research better, more effectively. And so really understanding the role of your IT organization in the broader ecosystem, I think, is important. And then the last thing I'll mention is making sure you're aligned with what campus needs. A lot of times I think we come up with really cool technology solutions to problems that don't necessarily need to be solved. And you have to build trust and credibility with campus, and making sure you're working on the things that they want you to work on is really important.
And thank you so much for your time today. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
I don't think so. This has been great. Thank you.
Thank you very much.